In the days before electric lights and snow machines and cities and roads, a great storm fell upon the people of the coast.
My name is Karen Trope, and don't touch that dial because you're listening to Dearest Alaska. And this month's episode eavesdrops on a game app design session being developed by the National Park Service. The twist? These six collaborators are sixth graders from Nome Public Schools. If you're curious to learn more, continue listening as Rangers Lupe Zaragoza and Katie Cullen lead the session.
You could write it on your paper, like pink means let's keep it, yellow means meh.
Okay.
Yes, Devin.
Maybe you can have one for like maybe, and you can change up that yellow just a little bit.
Yeah, let's do it.
My name is Lupe Zaragoza, and I am the Visual Information Specialist at Bering Land Bridge National Preserve. I've been with the park for just over 1 year. Bering Land Bridge is very hard to get to. It's probably one of the least visited parks in the United States, and many people around the globe and within the states, they cannot get to the park. So my goal is to bridge that gap. So we are creating an app for the National Park Service. My initial idea for the app was creating a Arctic survival game that highlighted various iconic areas of the park. For example, the Devil Mar Lakes, Serpentine Hot Springs, and the Lost Gem Lava Flow. I worked with the University of Maryland to start initiating the design process, but I noticed that there was something missing from it, and that piece was local area flavor and local knowledge from the people that actually live day to day in this region. So I thought, who better to ask than kids? But they're also, whether they know it or not, the experts of living in this region.
How would the warnings appear?
Like if a little Ishika says he, then the dog will turn left or right. I don't know which way, so. And like,
I've been holding several sessions with sixth graders, and they've created different prototypes of the game. They've come up with the game's architecture, how you would navigate through, and then different ideas and obstacles.
Can you guys think of an idea to incorporate the dog spirit getting mad at you or just being present there?
They could like bark and then a huge wave of water. Comes out of nowhere.
No. Bark and northern lights come at you.
Bark and the northern... I like both of those ideas.
Like, during the day it could be a huge wave, and then during the night it could be the northern...
And one of the really neat things is having their perspective be part of that game, like the inclusion of elders and the inclusion of different myths from the area. That's something that you wouldn't be able to get anywhere else.
The fluffier the better, but not always. Too fluffy.
At the end of the session, the kids always present their ideas or what their findings were, and it's open to the rest of the group to ask questions, and they were able to tell me what are the things that they really enjoyed about the game and what are the things that they would like to change or alter or straight out like leave out of the game.
Yes, pick the dog, and it cannot change the fur, but you can change the color.
Ooh, let's write that one down.
The ears.
And how would that help us?
Oh, what if you got to name your dogs?
Like,
get a polar bear. So instead of like having names already picked out for you, you get to name them?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then get the polar bear, name it Dot Beast.
Oh, I think the benefit for the kids is awesome, too. I mean, they're definitely... are exploring storytelling ideas and who gets to design an app. When they're in sixth grade, I think that opportunity in itself is just pretty magical.
Maybe you could find things you could try later on. Maybe you could find a puppy. It's good.
Good?
Good.
Anything you would change?
Better.
I don't think so, no.
It's good. What do you like about it?
Poodle. A hardcore.
A pug.
A pug. Oh, that could be like an Easter egg.
Maybe something
young
walk after
and
be that
person. Yeah, team made out of pugs. Like, what if you got that at the end of the game?
We're pretty lucky to be living where we are and to see the things we do, because not a lot of people get to have this reality that we live in day in and day out. And hopefully, you know, through this game, it shines a little bit of light on that.
I think most people assume it's like just snow all the year round.
We want people, like, down in the lower 48s or somewhere to learn about the Alaskans.
How Alaskans lived back then, like, since we already know, we want them to, like, know, because, like, basically they don't know much about us.
What's something that's really, that you really like so far about the kind of brainstorming process?
Like, they're using our ideas. If you ask the kids, then it'll be more funner than the adults.
Adults' ideas are so boring.
Their ideas have been very, very valuable and have made great contributions to the game. They essentially became co-partners with the National Park Service.
That bear looks awesome.
My bear looks awesome, this one.
Yeah.
I've been able to bond with them and laugh with them and come up with cool ideas. And also, they've been super fun to work with.
For your family and friends that might hear this on KNOM and also other people living within the villages in Western Alaska, is there anything you'd like to say to them or let them know about how you've enjoyed this process or what you've learned?
Hi, Mom. Just kidding.
Very good. Thank you, everyone.
If you're wondering what's next for our six elementary school collaborators, Ranger Zaragoza hopes to work with game developers to create a prototype of the game for the students to test before it hits popular app stores. If you're interested in learning more, feel free to visit the Bering Land Bridge National Preserve Visitor Center in Nome. Thank you to everyone who made this episode possible, especially Rangers Lupe Zaragoza and Katie Cullen, and Nome Public School teacher Leonard Lasteen. Thanks to the National Park Service and Nome Public Schools for their warm welcome. And of course, a huge thank you to our budding game designers. If you or someone you know would like to participate in an episode of Dearest Alaska, please email us at dearest.alaska@knom.org. Our theme music was composed by the Poddington Bear. Dearest Alaska, bringing you the sounds of Western AK.